So did you choose God, or did he choose you? Which came first, the chicken or the egg? It's a perplexing question, but not an imponderable one. So if you're ready, let's dig into it together. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. This question of who chose whom is a hotly debated one, and not just amongst Christians. I mean, from an atheist's perspective, the notion that God chooses the people who will end up believing in Jesus and who'll therefore end up in heaven rather than hell, it's an abhorrent one. And conversely, the idea that we get to choose God without him choosing us seems to cut across his absolute sovereignty. So what's Jesus' take on all of this? John chapter 6, verse 44. The Father is the one who sent me, and he is the one who brings people to me. I will raise them up on the last day. Anyone the Father does not bring to me cannot come to me. Clearly, it's God who A, sent Jesus to save us, and B, draws us Christward so that on the last day, anyone who's believed in Jesus will be raised up. That's their destiny in Christ. So what are the rest? Well, there was a time in my life when God the Father called me, but I rejected him. And many do the exact same thing. I can't be absolutely certain, but I have a hunch that at one point or another, God calls pretty much everyone to himself through Jesus. Some accept the call, others reject it. God always knew how we'd respond, but that doesn't stop him from issuing the invitation. So if you've never been invited, well, today you are. Will you follow Jesus? Choose your destiny. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And when we follow Christ, he means to lead us in victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. Man, the Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.